We think across America we're all speaking the same English, but in fact, we're not. And we've been hearing from you all day because a new dictionary is out, and it's the Dictionary of American Regional English. It's just arrived, and Peggy emailed, for instance, a whiskadiller means that's really something if you're in Wisconsin. Linda in Oklahoma told us grocery carts are buggies there. And here's ABC's John Berman with more.
Behold, conclusive proof that America is the world's only superpower. To you, this might look like a
dust bunny.
That ball of hair and dust that collects under your bed. But in the Northeast, they call it a dust kitty, the South, house moss, Pennsylvania, a woolly, and California, a flug, or a
mungy.
The mungy. 174 words for this same thing. We truly are the land of plenty. Plenty of words. Quirky, colorful, different words, depending on where you're from. Heavy rain? In the Ozarks, a fence lifter. Tennessee, a gully washer. And on the Gulf Coast, a toad strangler. A large sandwich in Pennsylvania is a hoagie. In New York, a hero. And in New England,
grinders.
Except the parts of Boston where they call it a spucky. And in Appalachia, you can wash it down with a pretty girl's station, which is what they call lemonade, or grab a drink at the Bubbler in Wisconsin, a water fountain to the rest of us. It's perfect for a parched throat, or as they say in Mississippi, a parched
goozle.
It's a celebration and reminder of our rich, real diversity, a country where you can eat a plate of noodles or hit a river to go noodling. That's barehanded catfishing. I tried it in Missouri. We all might speak differently, but we all speak American. And if you don't like it, you have a bad case of the mulla grubs and should go shut yourself in the rumple camera. John Berman, ABC News, New York.